Sorry, 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 22. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 22. It says, "Touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm." Touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Touching there does not mean just physical or gentle touch. It means an aggression. It means harm. A touch of harm. A touch of violence. A touch that will create something that is unpalatable. God said, "Everyone I have anointed, please don't touch that person. And don't do that person any harm." If you take the context of this passage, it was David who was recounting his life and the life of Israel. He said when there were very few, God multiplied them, God increased them. And then God made a covenant in verse 17. Or that's from verse 16. He said, "Even of the covenant which he made with Abraham and of his oath unto Isaac, and had confirmed the same to Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, Unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, when you were but few, even few and strangers. And when they went from nation to nation, and from all kingdom to another kingdom, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, Touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm." He's saying that it's a covenant that God has made with his people. Anyone God has chosen, God has anointed. Anointing means to put a mark of God. A mark that you are my owner. A mark that you belong to me. And so Israel belonged to God. And so that is why he called them his anointed. Not because he went individually to put anointing on each and every one of them. Jesus said in Matthew 16, he said, "I have chosen you and ordained you." So when God chooses you, it means you are anointed. Secondly, anointing is the presence of the Holy Spirit upon a life. Because for you to serve God the way you're supposed to serve God creditably, to serve God in the way God wants you to serve, you cannot do it by your own strength. By your own wisdom. You need the Spirit of God. You need the Holy Spirit. And so anointing means that the Holy Spirit has come upon someone to do the bidding of the Lord. So when you belong to Jesus, you are already anointed because the Spirit of the Lord comes to live and to dwell in you. So, he's saying that it's a covenant. Many Christians don't know that as children of God, the enemy has no right to touch them. How much more doing them any harm? It's a covenant God has made with us, his children. And God is a covenant-keeping God. So, I want to announce to you that if before now you did not know that the enemy has no right to touch you and has been touching you and has been doing you harm, today that touch, that hand that touches you for harm will wither in the name of Jesus. Amen. It's a covenant. When God makes a covenant, he keeps it. If it means wiping out a whole nation to keep his covenant, he will do it. The children of Israel that being mentioned in this scripture, when they were in Egypt, God had to deal with the whole of Egypt because his people were his people. Because he made a promise, he had a covenant with them that he was going to deliver them from that land. And so when Pharaoh and his people were standing on his way, say, I have made a covenant with these people, you cannot stand against them. After all the ills he did in Egypt, and that he drowned the army of Pharaoh in the Red Sea, I prophesy to you today, everyone standing against your freedom, standing on your way to freedom, standing on your way to progress, will be drowned today in the name of Jesus. When God anoints you, the Holy Ghost comes upon you. The Holy Spirit's symbol is fire. The Holy Ghost symbol is fire. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 11, Matthew chapter 3, verse 11, John the Baptist was saying that Jesus is the one who is to come and to baptize us with the Holy Spirit and with what? And with fire. He will baptize us with the Holy Ghost and with fire. When you are a child of God and the Holy Spirit is upon you, you are not only baptized by fire, you can call down fire. The enemy came against Elijah. They said the king was planning his war strategy, and Elijah was revealing his war strategy to the king of Israel. And all their plans were failing in 2 Kings chapter 1. All their plans were failing. Then he inquired from his war cabinet, there must be a spy amongst us that reveals my secret to the people of Israel. One of them said, Lord, there's no spy here. There is a man in Israel. There's a prophet in Israel. His name is Elijah. See, even what you say in your bedchamber, he hears it. He's the guy who is responsible for it. Syrian king said, go and fetch him. Just go and fetch him. He sent 50 soldiers with one commander to go and fetch Elijah. At that time, Elijah was on the mountaintop praying. And they came to him and said, you man of God, so says our king, come down. Elijah turned to them and said, if I am really a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and roast all of you. Fire came down from heaven and roasted all of them. Sometimes we are very soft with the devil. Our enemy is the devil, it's not your neighbor. It's not that person who is challenging you in the office. It's the devil that is using them. There are some prayers we pray. Some people will challenge us. Say, why are you praying that kind of prayer? The devil does not die. We say, yes, I know that the devil does not die. But if the devil has to go where he will be seriously burnt, he will not go there. When the devil knows that if he touches you, he will be seriously dealt with. He will not come near you. That's why God says, I do not like lukewarm people. I don't like people, they are neither hot, they are neither cold. Because they open the door to the devil. Have you seen an insect stay? staying comfortably on a very hot surface. No, they can't. They'll be roasted. And so if the devil is doing something in your life, go and check it. Maybe you are becoming lukewarm. But today, you receive the fire of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And when you call down fire, that fire will come down.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
What the fire does is that it changes a man. It transforms a man. It makes a man untouchable. It makes a man beyond human comprehension. We know the case of Samson. Samson was highly anointed. Very highly anointed. And so he came to a day that the Philistines wanted him because he had destroyed their farm. And they told his people, bind Samson, because they were under their rulership. Bind Samson and deliver him to us. They got new ropes and they bound Samson hand and leg and carried him to his enemies. But the Bible recorded there, I think in Judges 15, verse 14. The Bible recorded there that when they bound him and took him to the enemy, the Spirit of God came mightily upon Samson. And Samson's hands became fire, that the cords with which they bound him all burnt out, but his skin was not burnt. That's God. That's a mystery and a miracle. Sometimes people are bound spiritually. They don't know. There was this lady. We ministered to her way back, some years back. She had a very, very serious promiscuous issue. Very, very promiscuous. The husband was working in the NTA, Nigerian Television Authority, so the man didn't have time for her. And so the lady was just messing around. And so God brought her to church. And so we identified that it was not the problem. There was a devil in her. There was a demon that is channeling her life to do what she's not supposed to do. We had to get very strong men to stay around us to minister to her. As we raised our hands and said, fire, come down, the demons now came up. They started struggling. Five men could not hold her down. A lady could not hold her down. Because the fire was so much in her that she could not stay. But when the demons left, she calmed down. And from that day, that old life changed. She became a transformed woman. I stand here today to declare to you that every power that's misusing your life, every power that wants you to do what you're not supposed to do, today they will be roasted.
Amen.
I say they will be roasted.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
When you are anointed, even the anointed one cannot harm you. The anointed cannot harm the anointed, because a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. Saul was anointed. David was anointed. Saul wanted to take off David, but he could not. Even in close range, with his spear, he could not take out David, because David was anointed, Saul was anointed. Every man of God in question who has placed a curse on you, who have said it will not be well on you, today, I remove it in the name of Jesus. Because no anointed person can curse another anointed person. People are bound, but they don't know. I've told you the story of this young, beautiful girl, very intelligent. When I mean intelligent, her first school leaving certificate was wonderful. She got A's. But to get admission to the university became a problem. You see, some of the things that happen we think is ordinary, is bad luck. No. There are some powers behind certain things that happen. She would take the exams, if you are from Nigeria, which they call JAMB, that admits you into the university with her beautiful grades, intelligent girl, but they will not admit her. She has tried several times, they will not admit her. That's number one. Number two is that on her own, she'll be feeling a sexual urge. She wouldn't know what the problem was. But thank God she was a prayerful person. And she could not succumb to it. But it began to worry her. So when she brought her case to the glory of God, I was the one who was to minister to her. As I began to minister to her, the demon began to challenge me. I said, this one, no, you can't take her away from us. Because her mother gave her to us, so there's nothing you can do. The more I talked, the more the devil challenged me. So I said, okay, sister, go home. Meet me 2 days later. We'll sort it out. We'll know who is greater, the devil or the word of God. So I went to seek the face of God concerning her. God revealed to me a scripture that the sins of the parents should not be held against their children. Ezekiel 18:20. Also, the Lord revealed to me a pot, a clay pot, sitting on a stove. There was no fire on the stove. There was something like liquid in the clay pot. And there is a leaf inside that pot. I didn't know what it meant. I didn't know. So when God revealed that to me, I just prayed a simple prayer. I said, Lord, I don't understand what this means, but whatever it is, let it shatter in the name of Jesus. That was the prayer I prayed. So the following day, the girl came. Sat down. I brought the scripture. The soul that sins shall die. The son shall not bear the guilt of the father, nor the father bear the guilt of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon himself, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. That's the scripture the Lord revealed to me. So I told the sister, don't worry. Whatever the devil has said to you, maybe holding you down, it does not matter, because you never committed any offense. What happened was that the mother was about to lose her job. And the mother consulted some of the one of these white garment churches. They said they would do something for her so that they would not, you know, fire her at her place of job. They did it for her. They asked her, will you give us anything we want? She said yes, provided I keep my job. See, they just asked her and she answered. She didn't know what they meant. And they held that girl. She couldn't get an admission. She was having this kind of issues with her body. So after explaining the scripture to the girl, I said, now you Satan, do you have any rights to stay in this body? So you leave. No, we didn't pray, but we just say leave. Within a few seconds, the girl jumped up, said, I'm free. She knew when the demon left her. She said, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free. What am I saying? sometimes you wouldn't know that you're bound spiritually. She didn't know it was a spiritual bondage. The following year, she got admission into the university. Before she finished, she got married. I was invited to her wedding. Because there was a power touching the anointed of God, which is not supposed to be. It's a covenant God has made with us. And so every power that is preventing you from moving forward, every power that's saying that what your parents have done, your grandparents have done, your great-grandparents have done, they are holding it against you. Today, in that name that is above every other name, we destroy it by fire.
Amen.
We destroy it by fire.
Amen.
We declare your freedom.
Amen.
We say you're free in the name of Jesus. We say you're free in the name of Jesus. Today is not a day of long preaching. You already know what I'm saying. You are not supposed to be in bondage. God has a covenant of freedom for you. God has a covenant for your life because you're a child of God. But if you are not a child of God, please reconcile with God. If you don't reconcile with God, that all these things I'm saying cannot work. It can't work. We live in a place, our landlord said he was a Christian, and that was why we took the place. We didn't know he was not a Christian, and he was doing all sorts of things. He was cheating people, going to the wharf and collecting other people's goods, clearing other people's goods, just making money and living big. We moved into that compound. And all the things he uses to deceive people, all his charms and all that begin to fail him. We didn't know. We didn't pray any prayer. In fact, that he buried something at the entrance of the compound. If anyone is coming in, you must step on or step over that thing. I wasn't a pastor. I was just brother so-and-so. But we'll go in and come out, go in. After 1 year, the man called me. He said, I had a dream. And I went to them to explain the dream for me. They say, you have power. So once your rent is due, you should go. I said, me? I said, I don't have any power. I only believe in Jesus. He said that. That's all I'm. Once your rent, the one you pay finishes, go. But do you know the things that when light comes, darkness must disappear? That year, we went for convention. By the time we were in convention, I heard that he's been raided by the secret service. Because we came in as light. And that lies was exposing all the things he was doing. And so even the people in the secret service who were protecting him could not protect him again. They came against him. He jumped the fence and ran away. That was the first time. He came back and said, I told me to move. My rent has not expired. The next thing was that robbers came with guns at night. We don't know which deal he had done. They went to his house. They almost broke his legs. Then they dragged him to come from flat to flat to collect stuff from his tenants. They came to our flat. Fortunately, the Bible we used for devotion the night before we slept, everything was there. They said, my wife, where is your... Drink your gold and all. My wife said, see my ear, don't wear anyone. So where is dollar? We said, if you want Bible, you take. There was nothing to take. So they took the man and locked him up in one of our bedrooms. That was his savior. They went to the next, they collected stuff from all other tenants. They didn't take anything from us. Now, they now started looking for him to kill him. They couldn't find him. They came to our back to our flat. This was the door. They looked at that door. They didn't open it. They didn't knock. They are the ones who locked it, but they forgot. How God did it, we don't know. That was how he was saved that night. He was admitted in the hospital. They followed him to the hospital to shoot him. They had to move him to an unknown place. Sometimes the grace that somebody will come into your life, that person will make a whole difference in your life. The person who is carrying light comes into your life. All the demons who used to chase you around will fly. They will all leave because of that single person. And God has made you light. And the light of God you will be.
Amen.
I say the light of God you will be.
Amen.
This afternoon we are going to pray. God told me that after I have anointed you and as you pray, some of you begin to feel heat in certain parts of your body. It is God doing his work in your body. You will begin to feel heat in your body. It's because there is something there or something that's about to happen in your body that you did not know. Even doctors had not known. God wants to deal with all of them today.
Amen.
God said, "Don't touch my anointed. Sickness will not touch you.
Amen.
Disease will not touch you.
Amen.
No power can touch your finances.
Yes.
No power can touch your marriage.
Yes.
No power can touch your academics.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus."
Amen.
That's what God has called me, said we should do today. So I will anoint everyone. And after that, we will pray. And what God wants to do, he will do. And all the glory, he will take.
Amen.
But I want you, please, please hear me and hear me well. If you have not settled the case with God in any matter, I'll give you some time to do that. Because fire is a good servant. Fire is also a bad servant. You can use fire to cook your meal. Fire can also burn your hands. I want us all to go to God this afternoon. If there are any things in your life you know that God does not like, and you know that you know that you're not very, very right with God, go to God right now. Just bow your heads. Don't speak to man. Don't speak audibly for anybody to hear. God can read your heart. Your heart that is genuine. Talk to God. Not just talking to God that, "Oh, forgive me, I want to come back to you." But make a promise. Make a covenant with God. That from today you will follow him. You will serve him. Make a covenant with God.
cannot stand the fire in your life, you go. Just make yourself right. Father, we bless your name. We thank you because you are the light of the world. Holy Spirit, we bless you. Because you are the consuming fire. Today you promised, O God, that everything that is consumable, everything that does not glorify you in our lives, in our physical bodies, in our businesses, in our finances, in our marriages, in our homes, in our endeavors, everything that does not glorify you will all be burnt out today.
Amen.
So shall it be, O God.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
So this is our holy body. We pray over it, anointed. So I'll start with the choir. You come out. I anoint you first so that you can go. And take the microphone. And then all people from that side will come. Then from after that, this side and that side in that order. Amen.
Amen.
To you.
Glory belongs to you. Glory belongs to you.
In heaven and the earth, all glory belongs to you. Honor belongs to you.
Honor belongs to you. Honor belongs to you.
In heaven and the earth, all honor belongs to you. Heaven and the earth, all honor belongs. Say, healing belongs to you.
Healing belongs to you.
Healing belongs to you. In heaven and the earth, all healing belongs. Honor belongs to you.
Honor belongs to you.
Honor belongs to you. In heaven and the earth, all honor belongs to you. Let your living water flow over my soul. Let your Holy Spirit come and take control of every situation that has troubled my mind. All my cares and burdens unto you, I run. Father, 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 Father. mine unto Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Holy Spirit.
Let your living water.
Let your living water flow over my soul. Let your spirit come and take control of every situation.
Raise your two hands unto God. Raise your two hands unto God. I'm going to pray right now. Fire will come down. Fire will flow through your head, through your hands. And any part of your body you feel heat, know that God is doing something there right now. God is doing something right now. Father, in your name, that's above every other name, you say you baptize us with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Lord, I pray right now, let your fire fall.
Amen.
Father, let your fire come down.
Amen.
Right now, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Just keep quiet, don't say anything. Fire, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Yes. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, that's the fire. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. That someone, the lower part of your back towards your waist, if you're feeling fire, wave your hand on that side. If you're feeling fire on that side, wave your hand. Let me see you. Okay? God is healing that place. I don't know what it is. God is healing it. God is healing it. The fire is coming. The fire is coming. The fire is coming. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Bless this womb, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Help her. Help her. Yes, Lord. 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 Hold my hand. Hold my hand. Hold my hand. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes. Fire. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Cleanse her. Everything in this life. Everything that is touching her that is not of you, let it be burnt off right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 I don't know, is anyone feeling fire on the arm? On the arm, anybody? Or feeling fire on your arm? On your arm? Is anyone feeling fire? On your arm? Yes, Lord. Increase the fire. Burn out. Burn off everything, everything, everything that is giving problem in this life. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Yes, Sakabandelebo.
Please, please.
Please.
Please, Jesus, please.
Yes, Lord.
Please, my Lord. Yes, Lord. Please. Please, yes, Lord. My Lord. Please.
Yes, Lord.
Please, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Please,
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Please.
Yes, Lord. 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 Yes, yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Lord, please.
Take this baby from her. Sit down. Put your hand here on your tummy. Yes. Oh, Lord, fire. Fire. Fire into this womb right now. Yes. Yes. Yes, Lord. 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 A good gift. A good gift. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Kalabashandala Baba. Masekele potori baza kantala mandele keria basuka talaba. Le prosokoto le mandele bosokoti. Let the fire, fire, fire go through your entire body right now. Right now. Right now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
Please, 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 please,
yes, Lord. 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 Hold this for me, please. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Lema Santaya Bandelebo. Seke Lima Santaya. Zelembo Conto Lobosondo di Balaba. Peace. Peace. I speak peace. I speak peace to your life. Peace. 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 The peace of God. The peace of God. The peace of God. The peace of God. Holy Ghost. Your peace. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, please,
right now, your fire. Yes, you are the Lord, Most High. Yes, you are the Lord, Most High. Yes, you are the Lord. Yes, you are the Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, you are.
Fire.
Jesus.
Fire. You are the Lord, Most High. Yes, you are. Most High. Yes, you are the Lord.
Yes, you are.
Most High.
Yes, you are.
Most High.
Amen. Holy Spirit, we thank you.
Thank you.
I don't know, does anyone have a testimony or something? What happened to him or her now? Anybody want to tell us anything that happened to him or her? Nobody. Okay. Let's worship God a bit again. You want to? Okay. Yeah.
My prayer is going on. So I have the. My stress is very near. So my prayer is going on. My heart just sits like the big fire on me and my hand.
I talked about that hand before. Your hand. What is happening now? You're right.
Okay.
Yes, you are the Lord. Most High. Yes, you are the Lord. Most High. Yes, you are the
Lord.
You are the Lord. Most High.
Yes, you are the Lord.
Most High. Father, we thank you.
Amen.
All glory goes to you.
Amen.
All the blessings we receive.
Amen.
Everything you've done for us today is permanent, O God.
Amen.
Lord, there will be testimonies.
Amen.
Your name only shall be glorified.
Amen.
Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for coming for us today. Thank you, Jesus. Our services for the week is on the first page of our bulletin.